I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. That preliminary nuclear deal with Iran could have a big impact on car makers. That's because the deal calls for a partial lifting of economic sanctions against Tehran, including some affecting the automotive industry. French car giant PSA can't wait. It makes Peugeots and Citroëns and used to sell lots of them in Iran. That stopped under sanctions, but it's hoping to start up again. And PSA, which has been laying off workers by the hundreds, could use the business. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Aulnay-sous-Bois.
In a huge parking lot next to a fenced-off PSA plant here, a few line workers wait for the shuttle buses that take them home. It's cold and cloudy, and the mood among the men and women is glum, even when you mention the word Iran. One group of workers hurries off when I approach. One man among them says simply, "We don't know enough yet to comment on that." But one worker, the last one out after this shift, gives me a moment. Kamara Mamadou says, come the new year, he's out of a job. I have kids at home, he says. We're still here, just sticking it out till the very last day. This is very hard for us, given the number of years we've put in. Soon everyone's going to be unemployed. I've been here 12 years. As for Iran, he says, well, it's possible PSA might begin selling to them. But we workers have no hope. This plant shuts for good in January. PSA executives declined to comment on the possible reopening of Iran's market, but a lot is at stake. For years, PSA found a way around the Iranian embargo, selling to Iran what it called car kits, that is, the car, but in pieces. The Iranians would then assemble them. Last year, with Iran under growing pressure to halt its nuclear program, PSA pulled the plug. Iran ratcheted up its own car production using ads like these to entice citizens to buy homemade models. Iran's former president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, tried to turn Iran's Kodro and Saipa brand cars into a symbol of resistance. At this car unveiling last year, he said, "This pretty new family vehicle can compete with any imported car, and it's affordable. I even drove it," he said. "It's a smooth ride and comfortable." To drive his point home, Ahmadinejad used to go around visiting Iran's poorest regions by car. But given the hardship caused by the embargo, his four-wheeled national pride tour sometimes backfired. In this widely circulated video from last year, the president's vehicle stops in a crowd of people screaming angrily, "We're hungry." A woman dressed in black actually jumps up on the car's hood and appears to give her startled leader a talking to. Iran's current government could oversee some $7 billion in new commerce should the embargo be softened. That would certainly relieve some of the country's worst desperation. Because of PSA's history in Iran, it stands to regain a chunk of that change. In 2011, the company earned about $14 million a month in Iran, selling some 460,000 car kits that year, making Iran its largest market outside France. The loss of the Iranian market last year, coupled with plummeting car sales in Europe, has led to massive layoffs at PSA and protests. This one, organized by French labor unions last year, brought hundreds of fired workers to this parking lot outside the plant. At one point, the French government suggested it might intervene, bailing out the car giant to save jobs, but that didn't happen. The doors of this complex will shut in January. They could, of course, always reopen, say with renewed orders for hundreds of thousands of cars from a country considered completely off-limits just a couple of weeks ago. But no one in France is honking for victory just yet. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Aulnay-sous-Bois, France.